I thought as a child that these SS men and women were inhuman. I thought they were monsters. It was much later that I realized they were as human as you and I. They had families. They had children. They had mothers, grandmothers. How on earth could they do that? Also, after the war, most of those SS that were caught and other officials of the Nazi regime said that they were following orders. They were soldiers. They had to follow orders. Nobody gave these men that order. So I have, to this day, been dealing with the question, they were human like I am. How can we, human beings, behave that way, do this to one another? That is one of the reasons why I'm telling about it. Because normal people cannot possibly imagine it, that there can be such evil in human beings and such propaganda against the other that they're capable of doing this. That's the reason for telling the story. Now, it's just Mother and I, and we are again relocated.
And let me just say, sure, you're obviously wondering where your father is. You have no contact with him at all.
Correct.
He would have been in the same camp area, but there was no contact at all. So you had that concern about him.
Actually, if I may go back a bit, in Stutthof, there was an occasion, which I don't always talk about, but if we have the time, I'd like to mention. There was a Polish worker, an electrician, who worked on the women's side of the camp and over there, far away, the men's side of the camp. There were two parallel camps in Stutthof, men and women. My mother found out, she was always curious, always trying to find things out, that this Polish man knew some of the men on the other side. And through him, she found out that my father, very ill, was in the men's side of the camp. This Polish man who brought these messages back and forth was eventually found out and killed. But before that, this Polish man, in touch with my father, sent a message to my mother that on my birthday, which is late October, at a certain time, my dad would throw a wooden spoon over on the women's side. There was business going on. People would, for a piece of bread, they found a piece of wood, carve a spoon or some other little, some necessity. And for a day's ration or 2 days' ration, they would make, like in this case, a spoon. And indeed, on my birthday, my dad, at a certain time of day, threw a wooden spoon that cost him probably several days of food over the fence for me, for my mother to catch. That was related by this Polish electrician. When that happened, maybe he had someone else throw it, whatever. My mother ran, not very close, but closer to the fence, which was electrically charged, to pick up the spoon. But an SS guard noticed that there was someone running towards the fence and shot. Missed her, thank goodness. The word got around that a woman wearing a scarf ran towards a fence. People made scarves out of little rags that they found here and there. And a search went on for a woman wearing a scarf. I never got the spoon. She had to drop it. And I always think of it as the most loving birthday gift that I almost got.